Jesus told this parable about those who were self-righteous and despised others. He said to them, two people went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood tall and raised his eyes to heaven, and he prayed like this, I thank you, God, that I am not like the rest of people, grasping, dishonest, adulterous, or like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on all that I possess. Meanwhile, the other person, the tax collector, stood in the back of the temple. He didn't raise his eyes up. He simply struck his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. Jesus said, this one went home right with God. The other one did not. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel story today is about seeing one's own experience, one's own practice, one's own approach to life, one's own understanding of truth, to see that as the norm by which everyone else must be measured. The Pharisee was not a bad person. He was scrupulous in his observance of the law. He truly did fast twice a week. He truly did pay tithes on everything that he possessed. He was observant. That wasn't the issue. The issue was that he saw himself as the norm, and he judged everybody as not measuring up to who he was. And so Jesus, in effect, said to him, you're fasting twice a week and you're paying of tithes, all of that and so much more, $1.50 will get you a bus ride. It doesn't make any difference. What Jesus is saying is that it is one's embracing of the truth of the gospel, one's embracing of him, that is the issue. And that the man failed to have compassion, failed to have understanding, failed to have an appreciation of the life of the other. In St. Matthew's Gospel, Jesus will also criticize the Pharisees, and he will say, you tie up heavy burdens and you place them on other people's shoulders, but you do not do so much as to lift a finger to help them carry those burdens. The Pharisee was a religious leader. The Pharisee was in charge. The Pharisee was to have oversight for a significant part of the religious practice. And so really this parable is about religious leaders. And what Jesus is saying is, it's very easy to regard yourself as the norm and to regard all others as not measuring up. It's very easy to lay down a heavy rule and burden and not assist others to carry it. It's very easy to condemn and to not show compassion. It is very easy to have every I dotted and every T crossed, and in the process miss what it's all about. Jesus says to those who struggle, come to me. If you are heavy burdened and you find life difficult, and I will refresh you. For unlike the burdens the Pharisees put on your shoulders, my burden is easy and my yoke is light. And you will find rest for your souls. As we pray today, we pray that that compassionate sense of Jesus might truly mark us, mark our community, mark our church, that we might be the shepherd that Jesus calls us to be, not tying up heavy burdens, placing them on the shoulders of others, and failing to help carry the burden, but that we might be gentle and humble of heart. I would also like to just take a moment of time to talk about the next step in the restructuring of the Archdiocese. Last week, we were told about the clustering and the merging of parishes. We saw it from a parish perspective. This week, we are told that the next step is the assessment and review of Catholic schools in order to establish the sustainability and viability of Catholic schools. 10 schools have been asked to do this review immediately, and St. Matthew's is one of those 10 schools. I have invited 24 people to come together this coming Thursday as the plan for the study is laid out. I've tried very hard to make sure that there are representatives of all the constituencies that mark St. Matthew's School. So I've invited current representatives of current school parents, of school alums, parish members, education advisory committee, parish pastoral council, parish finance council, parish trustees, St. Matthew's Home and School Association, St. Matthew's Men's Club, St. Matthew's Rosary Society, the steering committee for alums and friends of St. Matthew's, past school parents, community members, and a representative from the School Sisters of Notre Dame. I'm going to select a small working committee from that task force, probably a half a dozen or so people. And over the month of November, they will review the data that describes the present state of St. Matthew's School and a potential plan for strengthening the school to see if that works. They will meet on the 9th and on the 16th of November. Then on the 30th of November, there will be an opportunity for all the whole public who want to come together and to reflect on their ideas for St. Matthew's School. And then early in December, they will put together a plan, a viability plan. They will answer the the questions of the review, and they will gather with that larger group of 24 that initially began the process to review those recommendations, and then in the middle of December they will make a recommendation to the Archbishop along with a plan. It's a very tight timeline, and it's important that the work get done and the work get done efficiently, because every school is going to be asked to undergo this. Every school is going to be asked to do this process in order to establish a plan for sustainability and viability for Catholic schools. I welcome this opportunity because I think it is only honest to parents and teachers, to parishioners, to donors, to friends of St. Matthew's, to alums, that there be a fresh, clear, honest picture of the current status of our school as well as the potential or the planning for a sustainable and viable program. So in the meantime, I ask that you pray for that task force and especially that working group who I am asking to put in a fair amount of energy and time and commitment in order to get this work done in a very short period of time.